This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Congress to make a sweeping agreement on infrastructure has dramatically collapsed, as AP's Sagar Magani reports. The president walked out of the meeting after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he was involved in a cover-up of his actions in the Russia probe.
It lasted all of 3 minutes.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
It was very, very, very strange.
Sources say President Trump walked in, told Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi there would be no negotiating while Democrats investigate him, and then walked into the Rose Garden, where reporters who'd been urgently summoned minutes earlier waited.
Let them play their games.
He's furious over Pelosi saying hours earlier he'd engaged in a Russia probe cover-up. The Democrats, though, say it was all staged, an excuse not to talk about infrastructure.
He had to run away.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A federal judge has ruled that President Trump and his family must turn over bank records from two of Mr. Trump's major lenders, Deutsche Bank and Capital One Bank, clearing the way for the banks to comply with his congressional subpoenas for the records. AP's Mike Rossi has details.
U.S. District Judge Edgardo Ramos has refused to block subpoenas from two House panels seeking financial records from two banks that did business with President Donald Trump. Trump and his company filed a lawsuit arguing the subpoenas from the House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees were unlawful and unconstitutional. But in a ruling delivered from the bench in New York, Ramos concluded the subpoenas have legitimate legislative purpose. Lawyers for the two committees say they need the documents from Deutsche Bank and Capital One to investigate possible foreign influence in the U.S. political process. I'm Mike Rossi.
The U.S. government is lobbying South Korea not to use Huawei Technologies products, a South Korean newspaper reported on Thursday, amid a wider push by Washington to get its allies to reject the Chinese tech firm's goods. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is set to brief the White House on possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the Middle East amidst rising tensions between Iran and Washington. Their request from U.S. Central Command will be presented to the White House Thursday. It is not clear if the White House will approve sending all or just some of the requested defensive forces, as well as additional Patriot missile batteries and more ships. Tensions between Tehran and Washington have been escalating since U.S. President Trump announced his decision to try to cut Iran's oil exports to zero and beef up U.S. military presence in the Gulf in response to what he said were Iranian threats. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says he will not tolerate anyone disturbing the country's democratic process after deadly clashes between police and supporters of Prabowo Subianto, the former army general who lost the recent election but is contesting the results. As Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina reports, at least six people were killed, more than 200 injured, in violence Wednesday.
Supporters of the opposition candidate Prabowo Subianto were met with tear gas on Wednesday. They threw fireworks and debris in return. The country had been awaiting official results since the April 17th election. But on results day, Subianto refused to concede defeat. He said he believes there had been widespread cheating in the polls and was making legal efforts to, quote, defend the mandate of the people. An election supervisory agency said there was a lack of evidence to support claims of systematic cheating, and independent observers have said the poll was free and fair.
That is Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. At least three people were killed and 15 others injured Wednesday when Taliban insurgents detonated a vehicle-borne bomb in eastern Afghanistan. A suicide bomber driving a stolen explosive-laden Humvee military vehicle detonated the bomb when police forces tried to stop him at a security compound in the provincial capital of Ghazni. The chief of a security directorate in Ghazni said the blast killed two police officers and a child, while rescue teams transported 15 injured people to a hospital, including 10 civilians. Foreign ministers of Pakistan and India met informally Wednesday on the sidelines of a meeting of regional countries in Kyrgyzstan, the first contact between the two nuclear-armed South Asian rivals since they stepped back from the brink of war in February. Pakistani officials said that Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi briefly interacted with his Indian counterpart Sushma Swaraj at the end of the two-day ministerial meeting in Shanghai. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.